you ever notice, if you're ever at the intersection, this is the highest part of the property. And if you notice, our church sits up nice and high so that people can see. If you drive by at night, you'll see the lights on in the Eucharistic Chapel. There's three of them on the window side. We leave those lights on all night so that people know that the light of Christ is here. So I want to talk about light. Who remembers that great little song, "This Little Light of Mine"? Everybody hold up your finger. You know how that song goes? "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Lots of ways for lights to shine. Who likes having a light on their phone? It's like pretty cool, you know, if you can get it to turn on, if you can get it to turn off. How many struggle with that? Stoplights. I could talk about the stoplight at the corner. You know, we had to pay for that stoplight. I still remind people of that. But the purpose of that is to protect people, isn't it? That's why we have stoplights, to control traffic so people don't have intersections, accidents. You know, it's there so that we're safe. We know spotlights will give focus, right? We have great spotlights here. You go to the theater, they have great spotlights on the entertainment so that you can see them. Or who likes nightlights? You know, we have to have nightlights, right? So we don't bang our toes when we're going down the hallway in the middle of the night. Or how about searchlights that they use to help find when people are lost? And certainly there's daylight. We all like the fact that days are getting longer. The sun is up earlier. The sun is out later. 2 minutes of more sunlight every day helps everybody's spirit when the sun shines. If you ever come to the Easter Vigil, at the Easter Vigil, we start outside at dusk when it's starting to get dark, and we light a fire. And from the fire, we light the Easter candle, and we walk into this church in darkness, and we follow the light of Christ that's on the big Easter candle that you see us use at baptism. It's there by the baptismal font. And that light shines, and everybody's candles are lit off that light, and the church becomes bright with the new light of life, because Jesus has died and risen. And some of us will remember the phrase in the Gospel of John when Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness." And in today's Gospel from Matthew, Jesus reminds us, "You are salt and you are light. You are light and salt in my name and in my spirit." So as we pray today, let us remember Jesus' mission was to shine a light for people to see, a light to challenge people to think differently. He said, "Look at these people who are sick and suffering. See the outcast and the sinner. See the lack of kindness and compassion. See the lack of equality and acceptance. See the need for peace, justice. See the need for more love and mercy." Jesus came to shine his light and his love on all those kinds of people and situations, to challenge us, reminding us to make sure we change those kinds of situations and needs in our world. His message to us today is when he says, "You are the light of the world. You are my light in the world. You must work to dispel the darkness of sin and evil. You must be the salt, the flavor of love. You must be sprinkled and sprinkle the world with the goodness of my spirit," he says. Go be light, go be salt. Go make a difference. So as we pray, let us remember our focus when we come to Mass is to seek the light of Christ. It's what we want our children preparing for First Communion to know, that they are seeking the light of Christ. And once they receive Jesus in the Eucharist, they too, with all of us, must go out and bring that light, that love to others. He says, "Seek the light of Christ. Receive the light of Christ when you come to Mass. Accept the light of Christ in the Eucharist. Accept the love of Christ." And when we have that light growing within us, we bring it and share it with others. We bring the love and light of Jesus to others with our words and our actions. So let us remember, like Jesus says in the gospel, we do not cover the light. We do not hide the light. We do not put the light under a bushel basket. We put the light of Jesus out for all to see. That's why we have the lights in the windows, so that people see that the light of Christ starts here. Jesus is here in us, and after we have him in us, we bring him to others. So as we pray, let us listen to the words of Jesus, who speaks to enlighten our minds. He speaks to put love and to brighten our hearts with his love. He comes to illuminate our actions so that they reflect his love and his spirit. And then our goal is to make sure the world will see the light of Christ in our words and in our deeds. Remember the words of the prophet Isaiah in the first reading when he says, "This is how you let your light shine. You share your bread. You shelter the homeless. You protect the oppressed. You clothe the naked. You serve those in need." That's how our light grows. That's how our light is seen. "Then your light, your love, your goodness shall break forth like the dawn," we are told. And then, like Jesus says in the gospel, your light will shine. Your good deeds will be seen. So today we pray and we remind ourselves, this is our mission: to receive Jesus, to embrace his light, to turn on our heart light, our light of love, our light of Christ, our light of goodness, and we strive to share it so that all will know that the light of Christ is in us and we share it in love. Amen. Amen.